For Taylor and so many other recent high school graduates, getting out meant crossing the threshold into the next stage of their lives in a time of uncertainty. With everything going on, familiarity, routine, and cultural norms like graduation have all been in flux. For her story, Taylor returns to a familiar safe space she visited throughout her high school years and reflects on the sometimes frustrating challenges in this time of change. Shout out to Taylor, who's now attending her first year of college. This year has meant a lot of change, and she bravely took many chances, like taking public transit for the first time all summer and teaching her own workshop at street level.
Have you ever decided that you wanted to take a walk outside? And after that walk, did you feel at least a little bit better than you did before you went out? Studies show when you are outside, the fresh air can help raise oxygen levels in the brain, which increases serotonin levels. Serotonin is a neurotransmitter that alters your mood. This helps make you feel a bit better. Being outside has many perks, but this all depends on where you are outside. Stepping outside is by far one of the most refreshing things to do simply because you're being one with nature, something that you share the earth with. Recently, the places that I call home have been negatively changing. There's been a lot of violence and commotion in the downtown area of Chicago. Today, we will sit and listen to a podcast focused on Millennium Park, located in downtown Chicago. Chicago is home to over 600 parks, 26 miles of open lakefront, 70 nature and bird sanctuaries, and 250 field houses. Millennium Park is a notable feature of Grand Park. Grand Park holds many of Chicago's biggest events and famous landmarks, such as Maggie Daly Park, the Buckingham Fountain, and Lollapalooza. Millennium Park is home to many famous attractions such as the Great Lawn, the Bean, Crown Fountain, Maggie Daly Park, the McCormick Tribune Plaza, and more. Millennium Park has held a plethora of events such as festivals and concerts at the J. Pritzker Pavilion. This park is one of the only spots in downtown Chicago free of buildings. Millennium Park is the main place I visit when downtown. To me, it's a safe place. People are able to walk around and enjoy nature as is. The fact that there are so many different things to see while at the park amazes me. When going downtown, there's never a time I'm tired of going to Millennium Park. Whether it's summer or winter, I know that I'll be able to enjoy myself. For this podcast, I had to go to the park multiple times in order to get some other opinions on the park. The first time I came down here for the project, I ended up laying under a tree for 3 hours straight, just listening to the birds and the wind. This felt like the first time in a long time that I could relax and not be bothered by anybody, with the exception of some birds, of course. I enjoyed being able to have some time away from the stress and just lay there. It was very calming and refreshing. The second time I went to Millennium Park is when I decided it was time to interview people. It was 6 p.m. and the curfew was in effect. I'm 18, so it didn't apply to me. When I got inside of the park, there was music, food, and people. I had literally stepped into the Chicago Blues Fest. According to shyblues.com, the Chicago Blues Fest is an annual 3-day festival held at Millennium Park. It features some of the top blues musicians. It was created in 1984 by Commissioner of Cultural Affairs, Louis Weinberg. The Blues Fest is named one of the largest events held in Chicago. I was confused at first, but I sat down and began enjoying the music and taking some pictures. I tried interviewing about 3 people. One out of 3 people allowed me to interview them. The one lady that did barely had positive things to say.
What do you enjoy when coming to the park?
Just being able to relax and have like actual restrooms. There's not a lot of restrooms around Chicago. So you don't get to go do that, a lot of that. And the fact that we have all these landscapes and food and stuff, so that's about it.
Being outside, what is the main thing you think about?
That's just how I think. I mean, don't get robbed and find some food.
You hear about the 16-year-old that was shot down here in the park?
Oh, yes.
Okay, how do you feel about that?
I feel like the cops discharged their guns too quickly, and then, but I know that was that case, but I feel like the guns that are coming from other locations are, like getting in Chicago, we need to do something better about the border of Chicago.
Although 16-year-old Shondell Holiday was not shot by a cop.
When she mentions how she goes outside and thinks, don't get robbed, it shows how when stepping outside, there's a bit of fear in people. You never know what can happen outside of your home. A prime example is the story of Shondell Holiday. According to Fox 32, on May 16, 2022, 16-year-old Shondell Holliday was shot in the chest by 17-year-old Marion Richardson by the Bean Sculpture in Millennium Park. Holliday and another young man jumped Richardson after an altercation with a girl. This caused Mayor Lightfoot to implement a curfew for teens under the age of 18. Like any other teen, Shondell had goals and he was working to get back on track with his life. When he stepped out of his home that day, the last thing he thought was that he was getting shot.
This is one of the main reasons people are afraid to step out of their homes today, because of the violence and negative things going on in the world. Violence makes people feel very unsafe and uncomfortable. Nobody ever knows if they will be next. This does not define our city, though. Chicago has so much life and many beautiful things to offer. MyoSouth journalist Uriel Favela spoke with clinical psychologist Amy Anson on how being outside can positively affect one's mental health. She talks about how many people avoid going outside because of the fact that they are anxious about being outside due to many factors. But being outside is and has been recommended by many when feeling in distress.
You know, it's interesting, just historically, before people kind of understood fully and had language around mental health, people who were suffering from depression, people who were suffering from real difficulties, the remedy that doctors had was to go send them out into green space. And historically, that's what people did. They went out into rural areas in order to move past whatever the depressed or overly anxious condition was that they were suffering from. And I think that when we expand and experience the world in positive and peaceful ways, in beautiful ways, in ways that we can move our bodies in different ways, we will generally feel better.
I personally believe that getting outside is one of the best methods to clearing your headspace. Of course, there may be some anxiety and some fear when stepping out of your home, which is your comfort zone, but it's okay to try new things, which is what Ms. Anson wants everyone to realize. When thinking about Millennium Park in Chicago, we all know that there is some violence, but there's violence everywhere. So, take a chance. Get outside. Have fun.
Have you taken any chances to get out? Let us know and send us an email at mildsauce@urbangateways.org. You can find more stories at our blog/zine at mildsauce.com or follow us on Instagram at @StreetLevelChicago. Mild Sauce is made possible by support from the Abukanowitz Foundation and our friends at Vocal. Mild Sauce is from the creatives at Street Level, which is a program of Urban Gateways. This story was engineered by audio coordinator Lisa Lust. Shout out to associate producer Tykira Smalls and executive producer Matt Woods. Special thanks to our friends at Urban Alliance and Free Spirit Media.